I saw him, you know, when he was at Philadelphia, and I was impressed with him then, you know, being an opposing team. But he hits it hard. You know, he's got a lot of courage, and he hits it north and south. And when you're a big guy that can run fast and hit it north and hits it north and south, those guys are hard to stop. Not a lot of cover guys want to get in front of that. And that's exactly what he did on that return. We had good blocking, but it was open only for a fraction of a second. He was able to split that thing because he hit it so hard. And, you know, it's a credit to him and his courage and, you know, his ability to be strong and get upfield.
When you're piecing together coverage units, blocking units for returns, do you have a profile on, like, each what you want at R5 and what you want at L3? And, I mean, is that how you look at players when they're going through practice? Like,
yeah, that's a good question. We have I always tell guys, I say, you're either a disruptor or you're a playoff guy. A disruptor is somebody that comes down there and just tries to blow things up and tries to make a play. A playoff guy will play off those guys, and we have to figure out, you know, what guys are. And you know, over the last couple games, we were able to do that, I think, you know, get guys in the right position. We don't have two disruptors next to each other. It'll be a disruptor, a playoff guy, disruptor, playoff guy. So that's a good question. Yeah, we do. That's a big part of what we do with our kickoff coverage especially.
I think we made some good progress. I'm sure, like all coaches, you know, we see a lot of things we got to do better. I think you're always trying to, to be successful in the long haul, you need to develop this level of consistency in from how you prepare to how you practice to how you play, because those first two are what allow you to play with consistency. And so I think we've made some really strides there. I think the players have worked hard in that regards. And like I've said before, you know, anytime you're in camp mode, you can have a tendency to get lost in the days, and it's just a day. And we've tried to zero in that this is an important day. This is an important walkthrough we just went through. This is an important individual that's going to come up. And I think the players, have done a really good job of trying to understand that as a whole. So happy with where we're at, but I also, you know, as all our coaches are aware, that we got a long ways to go.
Nico and Akeem, what do you see in these guys, and what do they each bring to the table?
Well, I think, you know, both of them have performed well. I thought, Akeem did a real nice job the other night against San Francisco in there. And, he obviously has more experience than Nico. I think Nico is demonstrating he's learning the system. And, you know, he's the guy that has to be able to do it every play, you know, just like Akeem does. So I think that the difference probably is just experience right now that not necessarily obviously in the system, because they're both new to the system, but in overall play. So Akeem's got a little more to fall back on, you know, through experience.